Swine flu, as well as it seems to be labelled at the moment, is normally swine flu is a disease of pigs. It's an influenza of pigs. Pigs get quite ill with it. They pass it on from pig to pig, and very rarely humans will get infection with swine flu from close contact with pigs. Swine flu, as we're talking about at the moment, seems to be that several influenza viruses have infected the same host. They've rearranged their genes, and a novel virus has formed from that, which appears to be causing quite a lot of infections and obviously a fairly high mortality rate in humans.
Why is it spreading so fast?
Well, the thing is, I don't think we can say it is spreading fast at the moment. We don't really know enough about the dynamics of the transmission in Mexico. The picture there is not the clearest. We know there have been quite a few deaths. We don't know how many of those people have been in contact, for example, with livestock that might have been infected. The fact that it's spreading so quickly around the rest of the world now is primarily because of people who have been travelling back from Mexico and bringing the virus back with them. We need to wait maybe a day or so, or maybe even 3 to 5 days, to see if the countries where people have come back to from Mexico, if we start seeing human-to-human cases in those countries, then I think we'd be able to say that, yes, it's spreading quickly and we have a real problem.
What further advice would you give our listeners to protect themselves?
And really, at the moment, I don't think there's any need to do anything. Like I say, all of the cases that are being reported in new countries are from people who have travelled back from Mexico. Certainly, if in the next few days we start to learn about new cases in the UK, then really what you would be looking at is, like I say, practicing very good hygiene, good hand hygiene, don't go shaking hands with too many people. And really it will depend also as well on the scale of the spread. The HPA, the Health Protection Agency, will then start to implement their pandemic emergency preparedness plan, which sets out what you can do to minimise the risk of contraction.
What are the similarities of this to bird flu?
That's the real bizarre thing here, is that for several years now we've been keeping tabs on H5N1 bird flu, and this has come out of nowhere, really. This is a virus which has rearranged its genetic material inside a pig and has suddenly become this strange virus, if you like, that none of us have ever seen before, which is why there's the real worry about it. You know, if you get a virus the likes of which has never been seen before, there's no base level immunity to it at all, which is why there's a worry that it could become a very, you know, severe disease.